Catawba Riverkeeper Rick Gaskins has found three leaks, or what are called seepages, into Mountain Island Lake and one into Lake Wylie. Those lakes provide drinking water for the Charlotte area. The seepages bubble up from the ground.
The ones that are easiest to spot have generally an orangish color to them.
The environmental group has sampled this water and found it carries coal ash toxins. Gaskins isn't worried about the immediate impact. It's the long term that bothers him. Duke Energy already discharges water from the ash ponds around its Riverbend and Allen Steam Station power plants into the lakes. The utility and state sample that water to make sure it's safe. The seepage leaks are not tested, and Gaskins says that's a problem.
Then you have a potential for more hazardous material getting into the lake than the lake can handle.
The seepages don't come as a surprise to Duke Energy and the state's Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Duke spokeswoman Erin Culbert says they're actually a good sign that the coal ash ponds are working as they should.
Seepage, in fact, performs a very important function because it helps ensure that the inside of the dam does not get too moist, too moisture-laden, and it also makes sure that there's not pressure buildup inside the dam.
Culbert says Duke visually monitors seepages and sends that information to the state, along with water samples taken throughout the two lakes. The Catawba Riverkeeper challenged South Carolina Electric and Gas over similar seepages near Columbia. The group argued the plant was discharging contaminants without a permit. In August, they came to a settlement. The utility agreed to remove all coal ash from ponds at its watery power plant and recycle or place it in line landfills. The Riverkeeper Foundation is mounting a similar challenge in North Carolina. The group will appear before the state's Environmental Management Commission December 3rd. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.